Awesome Foundation is what the name is, and it's a global community with a whole bunch of different chapters all around the world. Can you tell us about what the foundation is and how it all sort of started?
Yeah, so it was a group of people in Boston in 2009 that originally started it, and it's just expanded across the world. We're in 17 countries now with 92 chapters in different cities. So in Australia, we have chapters in Melbourne, Sydney, Adelaide, and Newcastle. And it's a really simple idea. What can you do to make your local city more awesome? And the way that we do that is 10 of us get together once a month, put $100 of our own cash in the middle of the table, and give micro grants of $1,000.
Wow. I mean, $1,000, you know, it's no small change. Like, you can do some great stuff with $1,000.
Yeah.
And what sort of concepts, what sort of ideas do people throw up at you?
Look, we've had a whole lot of different. So we started the Sydney chapter in 2011, and we've had over 800 applications in that time, and they vary from absolutely anything. But I suppose I can talk about some of the great things that I think we funded. We funded some really fun stuff. So an 80s aerobics class we started up. There was with primary school kids. So it was a school that actually came to us, and there's this thing called BeeBots, which basically teaches kids how to program. They're like a little robotic bee, but it's teaching programming for kids. Mm-hmm. But one of my favorites is actually there was a guy in the inner west of Sydney, and he was going around all the restaurants and picking up their the compost refuse. And he was doing this on his bike, and then he'd go around to like the local schools and the local community areas and local community gardens and put that compost refuse actually into the compost. And he was doing this on the back of his bike with a milk crate. And our $1,000 actually funded for him to get a small trailer so he could upscale his awesome recycling.
That is such a cool idea, and it's such a simple like idea. I guess some of the ideas don't have to be too intricate or too complicated. There can be something clever that's quite simple that you know, $1,000 can go a long way in.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing, is we're not a foundation where we ask you a whole lot of difficult questions. You don't need tax deductibility status. It's just around, well, I mean, our basic questions are what's your idea? How's that going to make Sydney more awesome? What's your experience to mean you can actually do it, and how will you use $1,000? It's
right.
A really, really simple application process. So we find a lot of people find it much easier than any other applications.
Yeah, and I love the idea of making our own local town more awesome, because, you know, a lot of people in Sydney, a lot of different people, a lot of very diverse people from all sorts of areas, but for them to have the opportunity to sort of apply for something to make their own hometown better, what a great concept.
Yeah.
Now, you've been one of the longest trustees in this. What made you decide to get involved in this? How long have you been with it?
Since 2012, I've been with the Awesome Foundation, and at that time, I was actually working for a charity, and I was at an event, and I heard about the Awesome Foundation, and I just knew I had to get involved. They spoke about what they did. Plus, you also now get to put on your CV that you're a trustee of Awesome.
That's always good.
I kind of think that's, you know, one of the selling factors. But no, it was this whole idea of micro grants and local, and I just knew that I wanted to be part of it, to be part of what could make Sydney better in some really obscure ways as well.
Is it, and you've got a whole bunch of, is it like 10 trustees, is that right, or 10 or 11 trustees?
Yeah, so there's 10 trustees and a dean, and we've got a really diverse group of trustees. I mean, I now work for a law firm during the day, Monday to Friday. We've got people that work for tech startups, which, I mean, I'm not completely across exactly what they do, but we've got people from a whole range of backgrounds, and we think that's really good, and it's something that we actively try to promote when we're looking for a new trustee, is to have people that have different experiences and can bring a different idea of what they think is awesome to the table.
I mean, this is your own money, right, that you're putting in, and everyone who's a trustee is doing that. That's
but
it's very generous of you.
Yeah, look, I mean, that it's the way the foundation was set up, was that you put your own money in the middle of the table, but it also means that you have you've got a really real care about the projects that get up.
Yeah.
So you've got to care that is going to be an awesome project, and that the money is going to to the right project. And sometimes it's really difficult. You know, sometimes we argue. And I'm not going to say that I hate that process, because I think it gets a really good outcome. You know, it often comes down to a vote. It often comes down to a vote where it will be, you know, one vote means that this application gets it compared to another. But there's a bit of a process.
Sure. I mean, it must be hard sometimes to try and, you know, decide. Everyone's got their own ideas, and you're almost pitching your reasons why this one should be win-win over someone else.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes you're like, you know, it's you against the other nine trustees. But I think it's important that you have that kind of back and forth just to be able to get the best ideas out there.
Cool. Now, I believe tonight is a bit of a special version of the Awesome Foundation, a mega pitch party. Can you tell us about this?
So tonight we've actually got, it's been 7 years since we've started, and we've given almost $80,000 away in that time. So we decided to give a mega grant, which is $3,000.
Wow.
So we've got five different projects pitching tonight. So they'll all pitch for 3 minutes, get a couple of questions afterwards, and then the people that are coming along tonight will actually get to decide who gets that final mega grant.
Oh, wow. There's going to be like a jury.
Yeah. Well, the audience is the jury.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's fun. I think it gets people sort of involved in the process and can talk about and understand how we work a little bit more. I mean, yeah. The five projects that are pitching they're all awesome. So it's also one of those great things where for once we don't have to make that hard decision.
Well, there we go. You get to wipe your hands, sit back and listen to what everyone has to say, and they can make the choice for you. This is going to be happening down at Blue Chili on York Street in the city. Starts about 7:30. I believe you can jump on. I just did a search for it. I think the easiest way is to Google it. You can go Awesome Foundation Sydney Mega Pitch, and that was the first option that came up when Google came back. So you can jump on so to there.
It starts at 6:30. So you don't have long.
Don't have long. You better jump on. Yes, tickets are only $17 or $20 or something. It's pretty.
I think so. We're doing. Yeah, it's around about $20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And that actually goes back to just to pay for the food, and we actually have a social enterprise called Too Good, which is doing the food tonight. Where when food is bought, they then bake double, and it goes to places like domestic violence shelters.
Oh, fantastic. No, there's some really good causes in there. And I just caught some of the pictures in this article as well. So there's some really aware and diverse topics being covered there. So get along tonight if you're interested. Blue Chili, York Street, jump on and grab a ticket.
We'd love to see people there.
Yeah, fantastic. Marcus, thanks so much for joining us. I really opened my eyes to this, and it's a really cool concept. People can jump onto awesomefoundation.org. You can check out all the chapters around the world, but specifically, if you go to chapters, you can click on Sydney and have a look at some of the local ones that have been funded here over the last few years as well.